This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. Remember how the UNM Board of Regents voted to cut four sports from the university list to save $1 million? Well, the Attorney General has ordered them to do a do-over, saying that they didn't follow the Open Meetings Act when they voted to axe the sports. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be. A better New Mexico through better cities.
Baldera says the first meeting wasn't properly advertised with an explanation of what they plan to do, so they need to do it again with proper notification. A number of state politicians and at least one of the governor candidates have said UNM needs to rethink cutting soccer, beach volleyball, and men's and women's skiing, along with women's diving from the swimming and diving program. Saving money in athletics, getting the department closer to being in the black so they can pay back the overages from past years, is one goal. The other was to come into compliance with the federal Title IX requirements that say men's and women's sports offerings should be similar. The regents had decided at their earlier meeting to kill the sports next year. The AG's office, however, says the regents' meeting announcement only said that there would be a discussion and action on athletics. Did not say anything about plans to cut the sports, and the AG says it should have. More after this. The Open Meetings Act says the agendas have to give the greatest possible information, so now they have to go back and do it all over again. Maybe. Those who disagree with the region's decision are hoping that they will be able to convince them to not cut the sports, especially soccer, which draws national attention, and look elsewhere for the money. The assistant AG, Kevin Glick, who wrote the decision, said, quote, "The board could just as easily have defunded any or all of the other sports programs, or, for that matter, taken a completely different action like changing team uniforms," end quote. He also wrote that, based on the description, an interested member of the public could not reasonably anticipate that the board would be considering defunding the four specific athletic programs it eventually took action on. The AG's demand says the region should meet again within 15 days to reconsider their action. He later said if they fail to reinstitute the sports, he could take them to court. Makes it sound like the AG doesn't like the decision either. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Bach.
Several of the legislators who've weighed in on the sports issue at UNM and the decision of the regents have said that if the university had come to them for more money in order to support the sports programs, they would have done so. That seems to be a general feeling among many of them. Since the university has already been afoul of the Open Meetings Act in an athletic-related meeting once this year, they're anxious to comply and will undoubtedly have another meeting soon. What they will do, however, is unknown. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.